Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dan Kestenbaum. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig, in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We will begin, Be'ezus Hashem, the sixth parak of Nedarim, HaNeder, Min HaMevushal. We are on Daf Memtes. The Mishnah says, HaNeder Min HaMevushal, someone makes a neder from Mevushal, something cooked, Mutter B'tzli, Uvishalak. He's mutter in something roasted and something shalak. Here we have a machlokes rishonim, what the word shalak means. The Ran learns that shalak means something that is undercooked, something that's still not cooked properly. However, the Ran says something that is overly cooked, that would be usur, that would be included in mevushal. However, the Rush over here, as well as the Mefarish, learn that shalak means something overcooked, and according to them, someone who makes a neder from Mevushal is permitted in something that is overly cooked. And the question is, the discussion, the Parshas Nedarim over here brings up, is how is it shayach to say that one could be mutter in something that's overcooked? Before it reached the point that it's considered overcooked, it was at a regular level of mevushal. And Zakta Parshas Nedarim, once the davar, once the food became asr, became a chaticha de sura, we have learned over and over in Mesechtas Nedarim that a neder is an isr cheftza, the object becomes asr. So once the object becomes asr because it's a davar mevushal, how afterwards, the Parshas Nedarim asks, how afterwards does it become permissible now that it reaches the point that it's overcooked, it's shaluk? The truth of the matter is that there are many rayas throughout this perek that things that were asur can become mutter if they're not included in the lashon of the neder now. And the Parshas Nedarim brings rayas to this. L'chora, the maybe most prominent raya, which the Parshas Nedarim does not bring, is the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that someone who makes a neder from basar, from meat, is mutter b'raitev u'b'kipa. He's mutter in raitev and kipa. Raitev is gravy. And kipa, the Mefarshim explain, is little shreds of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot. And the Mishnah goes on to say that that's only if the person made a neder from meat in general. However, if the person made a neder from basar zeh alai, a person asered a specific piece of meat, so then he would be asar in the raitev and the kippah. Because when he says basar zeh, this meat is asr to him, he's making it a cheftz of isr on himself, that any part of this actual piece of meat is going to be asr on him. Lamaisa we see, however, if a person just asr basar, meat upon himself, he is mutter in those pieces of meat, the shreddings of meat that are on the bottom of the pot. Before they turned into these small pieces on the bottom of the pot, they were considered basar. They were considered, it was regular meat. And yet, he is mutter now that it's changed. He is mutter in these pieces. So we see this concept that even though originally it was nichlal, included in his neder, and it was asr, the cheftza was asr, nonetheless, it later on could become permissible. How do we understand this concept? Once it was asr, an isr cheftza, how afterwards can it become mutter that the isr falls off? And l'chaira, we have to say that the person, when he made the neder, he said, I asr on myself mevushal, something cooked. He means that he's only asr in an object as long as it's cooked. When the object goes from cooked to overcooked, he did not include that in his neder. He only asked the chefza, the davar mevushal, so long that it still has a shame, still so long as it's mevushal. Once it's not mevushal anymore, that's not included anymore in his neder. That wasn't part of his neder. And the same thing later on, when a person made a neder from meat, he only asserted himself on the chefza as long as it's meat. But he is saying that if it's no longer meat anymore, then it's no longer included in his neder, and therefore there is no longer an iser chefza on this object. There is, however, one case that Parsha Sedarim brings that seems to contradict this. In Shulchan Aruch Yaradea Reish Yud Zayin Sif Lamed Hei, the halacha says that someone who makes a neder from Yaradei Hayom La'achar Lamed Yom, that after 30 days he should be usher in those people that travel, that go travel in the ocean. So the halacha is that those that were at the time of the neder are Yaradei Hayom, are usher, and even though before the 30 days are up, before the neder is chal, before the iser takes place, these people become yashve yavasha, they no longer travel in the ocean. Nonetheless, they are still going to be usher. Over here we see even a bigger chiddush, that even though it's the before the 30 days, before the iser begins, nonetheless, we determine what's considered yardi hayam by the time of his neder. So l'chora, we should say the same thing. The person who made a neder from basar, from meat, we should say that if it's meat at the time of the neder, it doesn't make a difference if afterwards it becomes kippa, it becomes the shreds on the bottom of the pot. The same way it doesn't make a difference over there if the yardi hayam later became yashve yavasha. L'chora, we have to say, it's mukhrach, that in the case where the person makes a neder from Yardei Hayam, from people that go down to the ocean, our assumption, we understand the person making the neder is not makbid specifically, that he doesn't want people that travel in the ocean to get enough from him, and that's his main concern, what type of person the person is. And if 4 months later the person changes, now he wouldn't care because he's no longer a Yardei Hayam. But rather, we assume that Yardei Hayam is just a way to asser a group of people upon himself. And he doesn't care what happens afterwards if they no longer become Yardei Hayam or not. His kavana, his akpada, was not tali in the fact that they're actually Yardei Hayam traveling the ocean. It was rather a way of identifying the people that he was assuring on himself. However, by the case of Hanaydir min ha-mavushal, Hanaydir min ha-basar, in our cases, there we assume his intention is dafka, eating meat, eating mavushal, and if afterwards it's no longer considered meat, it's no longer considered mavushal, that it was not in his kavana, he did not want to asur that upon himself when he made his neder. An interesting maramakai, where we see this as well, is the Shailos Tshuvos HaRashba in Chelek Dalet, Simon Reishin and Hey. He writes there that someone who makes a neder from Beged Edom, from red clothing, and he goes ahead and dyes the red clothing, and he turns into a different color. The halacha is, Dr. Rashba, that it would be mutter now, because it's no longer a beged edayim. So we see again this concept that when it comes to objects, that we assume the person at the time of the neder did not have in mind to include it, if afterwards it would change. Moving along to the Gemara, the Gemara brings a shita of Rabbi Yishia that argues with our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that someone makes a neder from a mevushal is mutter bitzli uveshalak. He's mutter in something that is roasted. And Rabbi Yishia holds it's aser. He's aser in something roasted. And Rabbi Yishia says, va'afa pishein raya ledavar, even though there's no raya to this, zecher ledavar, shenemar, vayivashlu ha-pesach ba'esh kamishbat. says that in Divrei Hayamim that Klal Yisrael were mevashel the Pesach ba'esh and fire kamishpat. Carbon Pesach, we know, has to be roasted. And yet the Pasuk uses a lashon of bishul. So Rabbi Yoshua comes and says that someone who makes a neder from mevashel is going to be asur in tzli, in something roasted as well. And the Gemara continues and says that let us say the machlekes between the Tana of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yoshua is whether nedarim go after the lashon of the Torah or whether they go after the lashon of Bnei Adam. That even though in the lashon of the Torah, we see from the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, it uses a lashon of bishul on something roasted. But nonetheless, in lashon Bnei Adam, in the lashon of people, bishul does not include something roasted. And that's why our Mishnah holds he is going to be mutter bitzli. And the Gemara says, no, really, everyone, even Rabbi Yishia holds that we go by Nedarim after the Lashon of Bnei Adam, after the way people speak, because that is his Kavana when he made the Neder. But rather, all we have here is a geographical difference. In the place where Rabbi Yishia lived, people refer to Tzli as Mevushal as well. However, in the place of our Mishnah, the town of our Mishnah, there they did not refer to Tzli by saying Mevushal. And that's why our Tana says it's Mutter. So there's no real fundamental machlekes at all between the Rabbanan, between our Mishnah and Rev Yishia. It's very interesting that the Ran and Tosfos explain that that's what Rabbi Yishia meant when he said, "V'afal pishein raya ledavar, zeich ledavar." Even though there's no raya from the pasuk, there's a remez, a hint from the pasuk that says, "Vayivashla a pesach ba'esh kamishpat." Why was there no raya from the pasuk? Because even Rabbi Yishia holds that we go basa the lashon of Bnei Adam. You can't bring a proof from a pasuk in Tanakh. But rather, it's a zecher, it's a support to this practice of Rabbi Yishia's place. The problem is, the obvious question, the Mitzvah Eisan over here points out, that only explains Rabbi Yishia according to the Maskana, according to the ending of our Gemara, that says that even Rabbi Yishia holds, we go, Basar Lashem Bnei Adam. However, the Gemara originally thought, the Gemara originally learned that there's a machlaikis that Rabbi Yishia does not go after Lashon Bnei Adam. He goes after the Lashon of the Torah. So according to the Gemara's Havamin, according to the Gemara's first assumption, that Rabbi Yishia holds that Nedarim go after Lashon Torah. So then what did Rabbi Yishia mean? Vafa pishein Railadavar, even though there's no proof. There's a good proof because the Lashon of the Torah is Kaivea the Halacha by Nedarim. The Mitzvah Eisan gives an answer to explain according to the Havamina, and he says, based on a Ravan, that over here it's not such a proof, because maybe since the pasuk says Vayevashlo a Pesach Beish Kamishpat, like the proper halacha, so the Torah clearly indicates to us that when it says Bishul over here, it's referring to roasting. Because it says Kamishpa, like the halacha of Karban Pesach. However, anywhere else in the Torah, where it uses a lashon of bishul, and there's no indication that it means roasting, there, Einachanami, maybe bishul only means cooking, and not roasting. It's only if there's an indication, there's a proof, that we can take the lashon of bishul and bring it a little bit out of context. And that's why Rabbi Yishia says it's not a full-fledged raya. The truth is that the Ritva over here gives another pshat. And the Ritva says that maybe even though over here the Torah uses a lashon of bishul that refers to roasting, but since everywhere else in the Torah, bishul means cooked, it does not mean roasting. So maybe when the person makes a neder from mevushal, he would only be usher in something that's cooked, not roasted. because we go by the overwhelming majority that when the Torah says mevushal, it refers to mevushal mamish, cooked, not roasted. And therefore, even if we go basar lashana Torah, it could be that bish mevushal would not include tzli. And that's why Rabbi Yoshi has said that there's no raya ledavar, it's not a full-fledged raya from this pasuk. Fascinatingly enough, the Ram brings the Yerushalmi and the Nedarim over here that does not hold like the Bavli. And the Yerushalmi learns that it is a machlokes between Rabbi Yoshia and the Tana of our Mishnah, whether Nedarim goes after Lashem Ne'adam or goes after the Lashem of the Torah. And the Yerushalmi says, what's a nafkamina? Whether we go Basar Lashem Ne'adam or Lashem Ha'Torah. A nafkamina, the Yerushalmi brings, is someone who makes a neder from Yayin Shani Tayim Bechag. He asks on himself tasting wine, Bechag. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that you go Basar Lashem Ne'adam, like the Tana of our Mishnah, it's Asar on the last day of Yontif, Yontif Ha'achrayin, on Shmini Atzeres. However, according to Rabbi Yoshia, who goes Basar Lashon Ha'Torah, he'd be Mutter on Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara ends up saying over there that no, even Rabbi Yoshia, who holds, you go after Lashon Ha'Torah, it's only L'chumra. However, he wouldn't go after Lashon Ha'Torah to be more lenient. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yoshia, since in Lashon Bnei Adam, Chag includes Shmini Atzeres, even according to Rabbi Yoshia, he would be Aser on Shmini Atzeres. And the Ran ends off, that's all Shita of the Yerushalmi. However, according to the Bavli, according to our Gemara, even Rabbi Yoshia holds that the Nedarim goes after the Lashon Bnei Adam, and Lahakil for Akula, and for Chumra, someone who says Bachag, Yontif Ha'achrayin, Shmini Atzeres would be included like the Lashon of Bnei Adam. And the Sham in the Nedarim over here explains when would this be a Kula, that Shmini Atzeres is included in Chag, B'lashon, K'lashon Bnei Adam. Zok the Sham in the Nedarim, if a person said, I want to be Aser in wine after the Chag. So if we would go by Lashon Torah, then it would be after Sukkot, but Shmini Atzeres would be Aser. However, if we go by Lashon Bnei Adam, which we paskin like, so then we would say he's only Aser after Shmini Atzeres, and it would come at a Kula that we go after the Lashon Bnei Adam. This Yerushalmi has bearings, has ramifications, and a side in a different discussion. The Yerushalmi mentions, the Yerushalmi says, that the Lashon of Chag, the Lashon of the Torah, Shmini Atzeres is not included. However, the Lashon Bnei Adam, people, when they say Chag, they also refer to Shmini Atzeres. So comes the Shari Tshuva and says that this has bearings to the psak, a raya to the psak of the Rama in Arachayim in Tafresh Samaches. It says over there in Tafresh Samaches that on Shmini Atzeres one is supposed to add, one is supposed to say in Shmona Esrei, Vati tein lanu es yaim Shmini Chag Ha'atzeres Hazeh. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, and that's how many people say in Lashon. In Nusach Ashkenaz, it says, Shmini Chag Ha'atzeres Hazeh. However, the Rama says that we don't say Chag on Shmini Atzeres, because Lai Matzinu B'Shum Makam Shenikra Chag, we do not find anywhere that we say a Lashon that it's called Chag, Shmini Atzeres, Ela Aymrim Yaim Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. According to the Rama, one does not mention Chag on Shmini Atzeres, he just says, Yaim Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. The Achrayim argue on the Rama, and we don't paskin, we're not naig like this Rama. We do mention Chag on Shmini Atzeres, either like the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, or the Lashon of the Taz, which is the Nusach in Svar, is Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. But either way, we call Shmini Atzeres a Chag in davening. And the Shari Tshuva writes over here that this Yerushalmi that the Ran brings would be a support to the Ramah, because the Yerushalmi said, in the Lashon of Torah, Lashon HaTorah, Shemini Atzeres is not called a Chag. And the Shari Tshuva writes, nonetheless, we go in our Tefillah, Basa, the Lashon B'nei Adam, and in Lashon B'nei Adam, we refer to Shemini Atzeres as a Chag. This Shari Tshuva, the way he understands the Yerushalmi, is that the Yerushalmi is talking about a person who makes a neder from drinking wine on Chag, and it seems the Shari Tshuva understood that the Shaila is he going to be Aser, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and not Shemini Atzeres, or is he going to be Aser, Pesach, Sukkos, Shavuos, and Shemini Atzeres, because Lashon B'nei Adam, Shemini Atzeres is referred to as a Chag. That's the way the Shari Tshuva seems to understand the Yerushalmi. However, the Pnei Maisha, as well as the Chassam Sofer over here, they understand the Yerushalmi completely differently. The way they learn the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi is not talking about a person that asers on himself all of the Chagim. Then everyone would agree that Shemini Atzeres is called a Chag, even B'lashon HaTorah. But we're talking about a person who asered himself specifically Sukkos. The Chassam Sofer says that if a person asers himself one Chag, he says, I aser upon myself wine for the Chag, one Chag, Stam Chag refers to Sukkos. Another possibility is we're talking about a person who is coming, who is holding before Sukkos, and he asers himself wine for the Chag. And the question is not whether Shemini Atzeres is called a Chag in general sense. The question is, when a person asers on himself Chag HaSukkos, is Shemini Atzeres included in Chag HaSukkos? And then the Yerushalmi is saying that B'lashon HaTorah, Shemini Atzeres is not considered part of Chag HaSukkos. Shemini Rego B'fnei Atzmo, what the Gemara says in a few places, that Shemini Atzeres has, is Kaveya, its own Yontif. So, Memela B'lashon HaTorah, if a person asered himself for Sukkos, he would not be aser in Shemini Atzeres. However, in the Lashon B'nei Adam, when people refer to the Yontif of Sukkos, people are also thinking, including the last day of Shemini Atzeres, and therefore B'lashon B'nei Adam, the person would be including Shemini Atzeres, and he is going to be aser. According to this, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch works very well according to the Yerushalmi. Before moving forward, it's kedai to point out that even though our Gemara does not hold like the Yerushalmi, our Gemara holds that according to everybody, Nedarim goes after Lashon B'nei Adam. The Shita, you cite a stick of Shita over here, the Shita writes that that's only if it's clear what the Lashon B'nei Adam is. However, if it's not clear to us what the Lashon B'nei Adam is, then we go after the Lashon of the Torah. And he brings this out from the Mishnah earlier in the third parak. The Mishnah over there says that if somebody asers a Reilim on himself, the halacha is that he's aser in Avdei Kaichavim and not Yidin, and doesn't make a difference whether physically they have a Bris Mila or does not have a Bris Mila. As the Mishnah says, She'ein areila kruya elo l'shem avdei kechavim, brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kichol agayim areilim, v'chol beis Yisrael arleleit. So, how could the Mishnah bring a pasuk if we don't go after Lashon HaTorah? It must be, Zakta Shita, that's only if we have a Lashon B'nei Adam to follow. Otherwise, however, we follow the Lashon HaTorah, that's Kaveya, the Nedarim. Another Ha'ar over here, famous question that many Achronim discuss, Rekiv Eger's Kasha over here in the Gilyan HaShas. Rabbi Yeshua brings a zecher ledavar that sli is included in bishul from the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim vayevashlu haPesach ba'esh kamishpat. Fractory kiveiger. Why did Rabbi Yishai have to bring a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim when lechayra we have a raya from a pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Re'eh in Perek Tes Zayin pasuk Zayin? The Torah is talking about the Karban Pesach, and the pasuk says, "Uvishalta va'achalta ba'makom asher yivchar Hashem elokecha bay." It says, "And you'll cook the Karban Pesach and eat it." Clearly, "Uvishalta" over here does not mean to cook. The Karban Pesach has to be roasted. So we see that "Uvishalta" lashon of bishul can refer as well to roasting to tzli. So why didn't Rabbi Yishai bring this pasuk in the Chumash? Why do you have to bring a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim? There are many different answers offered to this question. We like to say over three of the terutzim given. One terutz, the Shalmei Nedarim says that Taisus later on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph is mevur that the psukim in Divrei Hayamim are closer to Lashon Bnei Adam than psukim in the Torah. And that's why perhaps Zakta Shalmei Nedarim, Rabbi Yishai brings a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, because that's a better support to Nedarim, which goes Basar Lashon B'nei Adam. And he says with this we can understand the comment of the Rush over here. The Rush over here, when the Gemara brings the pasuk of Ayavashlu HaPesach, the Rush writes, B'divrei Hayamim Ksiv. This pasuk is in Divrei Hayamim. Zakta Shalmei Nedarim, what's the Rush coming to tell us? This pasuk is in Divrei Hayamim. So Zakta Shalmei Nedarim, beautiful. The Rush is coming to stress B'divrei Hayamim Ksiv, which is closer to Lashon Bnei Adam, and that's why we brought the pasuk over here. L'chora, this mahalach of the Shalmei Nedarim only works well according to the maskana of our Gemara, that even Rabbi Yishai holds, we go by Nedarim, Basar, Lashon, Bnei Adam. However, according to the Hava Mina, which as well is the Shita of the Yerushalmi, like we mentioned, that we go Basar, Lashon, Bnei, Lashon, Atayra, according to Rabbi Yishai. So then, it would still be difficult why Rabbi Yishai brought this Pasuk, and not the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Another Teretz, a second Teretz, Shalmei Nedarim brings from Sefer Simlas Binyamin. This teretz as well is given by the Chassam Sefer over here, that we could learn the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh of Uvishalta V'achalta. It means after one roasted the Karban Pesach, he cooked it. And the Gemara in Pesachim Amim Aleph Amar Aleph has it said that according to a mayor, it would not be a problem cooking the Karban Pesach after it was roasted. It wouldn't lose its status of roasted. The Gemara's maskan over there is even Remeir agrees that it is a problem. But since there is such a possibility to learn the pasuk over there that Uvishalta is referring to after the roasting, and it's not referring to the roasting itself, so therefore, perhaps Rabbi Yishai did not bring this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The Rishash over here offers another teretz, a third teretz, and the Rishash has the following beautiful vart. He says that perhaps Ein Achinami, when the Torah says Uvishalta in Parshas Re'eh, it refers to roasting. But nonetheless, it's not a proof that Bishal really means a lashon of tzili, a lashon of roasting. The Rishash says that Uvishalta can mean not cooked, but it can mean and you finished it. Uvishalta, and you finished its process. We find the Lashon of Bishal goes on something that's finished. The Pasuk says, he brings in Yael and Perek Dalet, Ki Vashal Katsir, that the harvest has ripened. Throughout Shas, we find the Lashon of Peros Mevushalais, fruit that is ripe. And that is that the Shireish, the beginning of the word Bishal, means to cook. But as the Lashon of the Rishash says it's a lashon mushal. It's a borrowed lashon that we also use the word bishal in other ways as something that is finished. And he brings an example to this. The lashon of chelev in its first sense refers to the fat of the animal that is aser to eat. This is the geshmak, best part of the animal. And the Torah borrows, so to say, that expression we find in Parshas Korach, Bamidbar, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Beis, the expression, Kol Chelev Yitzar, V'Kol Chelev Tirosh V'Dagon, the best of the oil, and the best of the wine and the grain. So you see that the Torah borrows the Lashon of Chelev, uses it in other contexts. I saw brought down the Radak in his Sefer Ashrashim as well, says this idea on the word of Chelev. So therefore, Zokta Rishash, that when the Torah says in Parshas Re'eh, Uvishalta V'achalta, we can learn that it doesn't mean to cook, it means to finish the animal with roasting. Why didn't the Torah use the Lashon of Vitalisa and you should roast the animal? Zokta Rishash, because actually there's no Chiv in roasting the animal versus cooking. One is not Iver and Avera for cooking the Karban Pesach. The Rishash brings a Sifri, Piska Ayin Vav, that the Chiyuv is only eating the Karban Pesach that was cooked. The Chiyuv is not for cooking itself, and therefore the Torah did not want to use a Lashon of its Halisa, which would turn to be a Mitzvah Saseh, a positive commandment, to roast the Karban Pesach, which there is none. However, Zok the Rishash, that the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, where the Pasuk says, Vayivashlo HaPesach Ba'esh Kamishpat, it's not a tzivu, it's not a command of the Torah. It's telling us what happened. So why does the Torah write Vayivashlo? There we cannot say the Torah just meant and they finished the Pesach. The Torah should have said specifically, Vayitzlo, they roasted the Karban Pesach. So it must be Zakar of Yoshia that Yevayivashlu does include roasting, does include sleet, and that's why he brings this pasuk and not the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Myridika Rishash. Going further in the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says that when a person makes a neder from Tavshil, not from Mevushal, he says Tavshil. Tavshil includes anything that is eaten with bread. And the Gemara brings a brisa that is aser behitri ice rachais with the soft squash. Shachailin eichlin behan pitan. Kasik people eat their bread with the squash. So therefore it's referred to as a tavshil. And the Gemara has a stira. Ain't it's not true. Do we say that these squash is good for a sick person, but we have a maisa with Rabbi Yirmiyah that a doctor came to visit him when he was sick and he saw that there was krah, there was squash there, and he ran away from the house and he said, the Malach HaMavis is here and I'm going to try to heal him. So we see from the maisa that squash is not good for sick people, so why does the brisa then say that sick people eat it with their bread? So Gemara gives different answers. One answer is soft gourds are good. However, the hard gourds are bad. Another answer is the inside of the gourd is good, but the outside is bad. Rava gives a completely different approach. And Rava says that when the Braisa says that sick people eat it with bread, it's not referring to people that are actually sick. It's talking about Rabbanan, talking about Talmidei Chachamim. They're referred to in the Braisa as Chaylin. And the Gemara says that Rava goes according to his reasoning, because Rava said, according to who do we daven for the Ksiri and for the Miri'i? The Ksiri refers to people that are Chaylin Mamish, sick people, and Miri'i refers to the Rabbanan. Who does it go like? It goes like Reb Yaisi. We go like Reb Yaisi. What does it mean, Reb Yaisi? The Ran explains, because Rabbi Yossi holds a person is judged every day, not like the Rabbanan that hold a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah alone. So according to Rabbi Yossi that holds a person is judged every day, we need to daven for the Chaylim, the physically sick people, and the Chachamim. First, we like to explain what does it mean that the Rabbanan are called Chaylim? Why are they like they're sick? So the Ran explains, because Taira is Matesha's Kaicha, because Taira weakens their strength. L'chaira, the Ran is referring to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chavavim Abeis, that says, why is Taira called Taishia? In the Pasuk in Yeshaya, in the end of Perek of Ches, Mibneishi Mateshes Kaicha Shel Adam, because Taira weakens the strength of the person. The Taira's Chaim in Sanhedrin, Chavavim Amid Beis, explains this concept of Taira Mateshes Kaicha Shel Adam, that it's a spiritual thing, that when a person learns Taira, it weakens the power of Gashmias. And in order that a person's kayach sichli, his spiritual kayach, can be strengthened when the physical kayach of a person is weaker. And he brings the Gemara Bava Metzia, the famous Maisa on Peidal and Amar Aleph of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And the Gemara says that once Reish Lakish was makabel on himself to learn Torah, he didn't have the strength to swim back. And Rashi says over there, to Mishakibo Alav Old Taira Tashash Kaichai. From the time he accepted the Old Taira, his power was weakened. So this is a spiritual thing, spiritual effect of the Kayak of Taira, and even just accepting on oneself the All of Taira. The Maral as well, over there in Bava Metzia, Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, also understands along the lines of the Taras Chaim, and he explains over there, that's a concept of Ein Zakein Elamisha Kana Chachma, that the reflection of the Zikna, of the weakness of the body, is the Kayach, the strength of the Chachma, of the person, of his Taira. There is another understanding of this concept of Taira Mateshes Kaicha Shel Adam. Rav Binyamin Zilber in his Sefer Oz Nidbru Chelak Yudalit Simon Beis brings from Rabbeinu Yaina in Shari Tshuva Shar Revi Ais Yud Aleph that Rabbeinu Yaina's mashma that Taira Mateshes Kaicha Shel Adam is a practical matter of persons amelos and yigias b'taira. As Rabbeinu Yonah writes over there, that a person who's amal in Taira, and he holds back sleep from his eyes, it takes the place of Yisurim. And he brings over there this Gemara in Sanhedrin of Taira Mateshes Kaicha Shel Adam. Mashma Rabbeinu Yonah understood that this is a practical concept, the physical exertion of a person over Taira. As the Gemara tells us, Ein tar miskayemes elamisha memes atzmei aleh. That's what it means, Taira Mateshes Kaicha Shel Adam. The Rosh and Taisa over here, it's interesting, when they explain Man Chaylin Rabbanan, they are mashma that it's from the practical effort of learning Taira that the Rabbanan are weak. And perhaps the Rosh and Taisa understood along the Derech of Rabbeinu Yaina, that's what it means, Taira Mateshes Kaicha Shel Adam, not like the Pshat of the Taras Chaim, which as well is Mashma in the Ran, that the Ran also learned like the Taras Chaim, because the Ran writes, that Afilu Bribriyoysan, even in their health, Hein Teshushe Kayach, they're weak, Mnesha Taira Mateshes Kaicha. Just to add in a few interesting Mar Makaimis on this Inyan of Taira Mateshes Kaicha Shel Adam, Dayal Sashachar in Parshas Vayetze, Perech of Tes, Pasag Yut, asks over there from the Maisa of Yaakov Avinu, who lifted a rock off the well, a tremendous rock, and he lifted it up, like Rashi says, like a bottle stopper. It was so easy for him, And this is after learning 14 years without sleep, in shame, ve'ever. And the Ramban over there writes that the Torah spends time over here on this to teach us, ki kaive Hashem, yachalifu kayach. Those that hope to Hashem, their strength is renewed, v'yarasai titein ais. The Yaakov Avinu has this strength after learning all these years, l'chaira, this seems to contradict the concept of Torah Mateshes, Kaicho Shel Adam. Perhaps we can offer an answer based on a Zayar that's well quoted, many quoted, one being the Margolius Hayam in Sanhedrin over there. The Zayar is Bereshis Daf Yudam Beis in the Zayar Chadash with the Perish Masuk Midvash. It's on page Kuf Samach Gimel, where he brings, Reb Yitzchak says, the Torah in the beginning is called Tushea V'achar Kach Vura. And the Zayar writes, in the beginning a person has to fight with the Yetzara and to weaken his body in Beis Medrash until he's margil his body in Torah. And Kivan Shu Raga Lasak B'Tayra, once a person is accustomed to toiling in Taira, Az Yeshlai Simcha Ugvura, he has Simcha and Gvura and strength. And the way that many understand the Zayar is the Zayar is saying in the beginning, Taira is Mateshes Kaicha Shel Adam, but after time, Adarabba, the Taira gives a person increased strength, increased Gvura. And the Mela, that could be the Pshat, the Maisa and the Gemara Bab Metzia of Reish Lakish, when he was Mekabel, Taira, he began to learn Taira. There's a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, in Parakeh, Pasuk Yedalet, about Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where the Medrash says, in the beginning he was so strong, he was able to put donkeys, carry donkeys onto a roof, and once he was Isaac in Taira, says even his talus he wasn't able to carry on his shoulder. And that could be when he started to learn Torah. That's when the power was weakened. However, after a person is ruggle in Torah, Yaakov Avinu learning 14 years without sleep, Beis Medrash Shem Ve'ever, then Adarabba, the Torah is Maisif, adds and gives a person Kayach. It is Ksas Tzarchin, according to this, that our Gemara says, Man Chaylin Rabbanan, who are the sick people, the Rabbanan, L'chara, after the Rabbanan learn Torah, Shtark, for a while, then they're not going to be Chaylim, it's going to be Maisif Kaicham, unless we say this is before they reach that Madrega. Another possibility to answer the question of Ayal Sashachar is the Chiddush, but I once heard that there's a chiluk between Taira Lishma and Shalai Lishma, that Taira Mateshes Kaicha Shel Adam is only if a person's learning Taira Shalai Lishma. The only place I found this idea is in a Sefer on Pirkei Avos, Knesset Yisrael, and Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Ais Samach Tes. He says this idea that if a person learns Taira Lishma, Adarabba, the Torah adds and increases to his strength. V'tzarech yeser ian. Another ha'ar over here, in that which Rava says, like who do we daven for the Ksiri and the Mari? It goes like Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi's opinion that holds that a person judged every day. However, the Rishayim explain, according to the Rabbanan that hold that a person is only judged on Rosh Hashanah, so it will be pointless, as Taisus says, it will be a tefillah shav, it will be a tefillah in vain to daven for the sick people and the chachamim, because it cannot change anyways, since it's already been decreed on Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting to point out that in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara gives another suggestion, that really, even according to the Rabbanan, we can daven for the Ksiri and the Mari. Like Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak said, Yafet Saka La'adam Bein Kaidim Gzardin Bein La'achar Gzardin. That even after Gzardin, it's helpful for a person to cry out and daven to Hashem. And therefore, even the Rabbanan who hold that a person's judged only on Rosh Hashanah, it's we daven for the Ksiri and the Meri. The obvious question here that the Rishayim ask in Masechtos Rosh Hashanah over there on Tazayin Amud Aleph is that according to the first Lashon, what our Gemara says over here, that only according to Rabbi Yaisi we would daven for the Ksiri and the Meri. So Frek Taisus over there, that why then, according to the Rabbanan, do we daven every day in Shemoneh Esrei, Refa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, I, a person's judge on Rosh Hashanah, so there's no point then of us davening for such things. Taisus over there gives two terutzim. One teretz Taisus gives that the gzeira on Rosh Hashanah is only whether or not the person will become sick, but not whether he'll be healed, how long the sickness will last for. So Zakt Rabbeinu Tam, that we don't daven that a person should not become sick, but we daven Rifa'inu, we daven that he should become healed, and that is not determined on Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, Taisus says in regards to Baruch Aleinu, that the Gzeira is how much rain there will be that year, but when exactly it rains in the right time, that is not decreed. So we're davening that whatever rain was decreed on Rosh Hashanah should come at the optimal time that will give the most for the payrise, for the produce. And that's the tefillah of Baruch Aleinu. Taisus gives a second teretz, and this teretz, the Ritva over there in Rosh Hashanah, also says, as well as the Chiddushi Aran over there, that the tefillah of a rabbin is different. The Gemara says later on over there in Rosh Hashanah and Yedzayin Beis that a gzeira on the tzibur can be torn up, can be ripped up, and a gzeira on the rabbim, there the tefillah has the power to change. So Rifa'enu Baruch Aleinu, where a tefillah is on the gzeira of on the rabbim, Taisus says that over there tefillah has the power to change. However, a gzeira on an individual person, that ain't a chanami. The person does not have the power to change. And that's what Rava meant. Kaman matzlina inna ksir v'maria to daven on specific people. That would only be, according to Rabbi Yaisi, that holds that a person is judged every day. Lamaisa the Ritva says over there that we paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak, who says Yafetzak al Adam bein kaidim gzar din bein la'achah gzar din, that a tefillah does help even after the gzera that was decreed on Rosh Hashanah, and memela we wouldn't have to come on to these terutzim which may limit our tefillahs, because we hold that the tefillah does have the power to change any gzera that was made on Rosh Hashanah. The Maral in Chiddushi Agadas in Rosh Hashanah offers a different teretz to these Rishayim's question. And the Maral writes, Hayitachin, is it possible one could say that once the Gzeira is made on Rosh Hashanah, that afterwards the person, so to say, has a free ride, and even if he would do Averas during that year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not bring any punishment on him, because the Gzar Din was already made by Asher Husham on Rosh Hashanah. Zakt Maral, no, it's not possible. Definitely, even though there's no Gzar Din like Rosh Hashanah, but during the year, certainly the Maral says there is a Cheshbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes if a person is Chayte, a person does Averis. And the Maral says that's why we have to daven every day in our tefillahs, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shav rachmanis on us, take care of us, take care of Klal Yisrael, because of anything that happens, our averus that take place after Rosh Hashanah, etc., they are accounted for, and there could be punishment for them. And the Maral says that which our Gemara is bothered by, Kiman Matzlina Naksir Vamari, the Maral says it's mashma for every sick person. There's no difference whether they became sick before Rosh Hashanah or after Rosh Hashanah. And the Maral says, because those people that became sick before Rosh Hashanah, they already definitely had a Gzar Din. And it's mashma that kedaven for all of them. L'chayra, ksas tzarachin, to understand the maral, because according to what the maral is saying, that a person who does averis, there could be punishments that take place during the year that were not decreed on Rosh Hashanah, then what's the difference even if the person was sick before Rosh Hashanah, then maybe the gzera was he would be healed during that year. But now, if he did averis, then there could be punishment on him that he's not healed, and therefore we need extra koach hatfilah to have rachmanis on the person, tzarech ian, to understand according to the maral this gemara. Just to point out an interesting ha'ara over here, that the Rush writes over here on our gemara that kama matzlina namariv aksiri kareb yaisi, Dr. Rush to Ka'amar, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein adam nidain b'Rosh Hashanah. A person is not judged on Rosh Hashanah. The Rush understands that according to Rabbi Yossi, it seems there's no special gzar din on Rosh Hashanah, because adam nidain b'chol yain. However, the Maral over there writes in an earlier piece on that daf, on Tazayin, that even according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no question there is a special gzar din, special judgment that takes place on Rosh Hashanah. Just Rabbi Yossi holds that subsequently there is more detailed, more specific judgments on Pratim that take place b'chol yayim v'yayim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.